This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. With barely a week to go before a deadline as soon as June 1st, talks continued Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol as negotiators for U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the Capitol Tuesday worked to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. VOA's Lori London spoke with Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor and current professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, about the ripple effect across the globe.
So many other economies are intertwined or interdependent or dependent on the United States economy in one way or another. The United States economy is the largest economy in the world. And so if the currency and debts of the United States are no longer credible, then that ripple will shake the entire global economy.
A local official says Russian forces shot down drones in Russia's southern Belgorod region, a day after Moscow announced that its forces had crushed a cross-border raid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a Telegram post, Belgorod's governor says a large number of drones were intercepted overnight, adding no one had been hurt, but administrative buildings, residential buildings, and cars had been damaged. Ukrainian officials haven't immediately commented. Details on the raid are unclear. Moscow's blaming the incursion that had begun on Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs, while Kyiv has described it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will host Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen of Denmark at the White House June 5th for talks on their country's efforts, including support for Ukraine. The White House announced Frederiksen's visit on Tuesday, just days after saying Mr. Biden would support an international effort to train and eventually equip Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets that President Volodymyr Zelensky has sought. Denmark, a member of NATO, has purchased a dozen of American-made F-16s since the 1970s and has indicated it is open to the possibility of providing some to Ukraine. The 2024 Republican presidential field will get another high-profile candidate Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two people with knowledge of his plan say Ron DeSantis will announce his campaign during a Twitter Spaces audio event with Elon Musk. DeSantis is seen as Donald Trump's leading rival for the GOP nomination, and this move has him again taking a page from the Trump playbook. The ex-president used social media to dominate his 2016 rivals. DeSantis has long been expected to join the field, but the timing of his announcement had been kept secret. GOP Senator Tim Scott announced his own bid this week, painting himself as an optimistic alternative to both DeSantis and Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A UPS strike looms in a world grown reliant on everything delivered everywhere all the time. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
UPS ships 24 million packages on an average day, about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to Pitney Bowes. UPS says they deliver the equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That makes major supply chain disruptions all but certain if its union strikes. The Teamsters, which represent about 350,000 UPS workers, have said they'll walk off the job if they don't get a new contract. The current one expires July 31st. The last time UPS workers went on strike was more than two decades ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Rains and winds continue to batter Guam from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific territory in decades. In a briefing, National Weather Service Guam Chief Meteorologist Landon Aidet says the Pacific Island is feeling the force of the storm.
Everyone's going to be feeling the heavy weather. We're starting to hear the low rumbles in the building here at the National Weather Service. Our doors are rattling. We hear little whistles through the windows, little cracks in the doors.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.